Dave, Bev and Byron catch up feels like a holiday for your ears. To feel like you're on holidays all the time and for resort living every day, visit mandalayliving.com.au.
Anyone watching I'm a Celeb last night will notice, and in fact I'm going to call this, you guys know on the very first episode on Sunday night, I said within about 10 minutes, Jayla Guy will win because he's likeable. I think that tends to be what happens. Look at the guy next to me. He's the king of the jungle. If you go in, you're a likeable bloke, you tend to win these competitions.
Right.
I then said to you all 3 minutes in last night, Jayla Guy has to go. And it's not even him personally. I love Jay. He's a great guy. But his ukulele is going to kill me. And I think that Tom Arnold agrees with me.
Jay got his ukulele, which is literally all the time he plays, like early in the morning. And that's what we wake up to, which is horrible. You don't have to whip out your ukulele and set up. That's just maybe it's an Australian thing. I don't know. It's going to be in the fire one day, and only you guys will know who put it there because I'm not going to do it in front of anybody.
And having been in that experience, guys, like, it's really hard to explain, but I get a bit eerie watching it because I haven't actually watched any of my episodes, but watching it and seeing the jungle and seeing the clothes and seeing the beds, and it is, you're in such a confined space. When you want to sleep, you just sleep. Oh. He starts playing it first thing in the morning to wake everyone up. I would wrap it around his head.
That's what you're missing. You need to get in there.
I literally, and everyone's just like, oh yeah, that's okay.
They're all being too nice.
No. You wait a week in when things start to get real boring and they start to get real hungry. That's going to go. I love Tom Arnold. Oh, he's my favourite. He does nothing.
Yeah.
He lays there and his sarcasm. He literally said last night, there's not one person in America I hate enough to tell him to do this show. He goes, even my ex-wives.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't put through this. You wouldn't put her in there.
Now, Pete, I know
what you're about to do, but can I just say, make another point?
Yeah, sure. Make another point. Then we'll play a song and come back to our radical experiment.
No, I was just going to say, though, isn't it always people who can play an instrument? They think that we want to hear it. It's like when you're at a party and your friend whips out a guitar and starts doing a little campfire. No, nobody wants to hear you play a musical instrument.
Yeah. And that's what I loved about Anthony in the jungle. We were like, sing, like, because we're getting bored. He's like, no. I'm not singing.
Yeah.
Good.
Leave people wanting more.
That's excellent.
And then Joey Beth, who couldn't sing, kept singing. It's like, no, shut up.
Now, we're coming back with something very special. It's really a community service, and it's based around somebody in our team that plays a musical instrument.
Please don't.
In fact, can we just say, 131060, if there's somebody you want us to wake up in your house right now, give us a call.
Great.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Jayla Guy on the set of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, driving everyone crazy with his ukulele.
Yes, he is. Thank you for saying that, Byron. He is so annoying. And I love Jay. I actually had him tipped to win, but he's got to pull back on that ukulele. Last night's episode, he started the episode. Everyone was asleep. It still looked dark. I reckon it was dawn, Fev. And he sat there and woke everyone up with a ukulele.
Very early. And because there's so much not to do in that show. When you wake up really early, it's a long day.
I can imagine.
It's a long, long day.
Oh, imagine that. Oh, Jay, put it away.
We thought, you know what, you may have someone in your life right now who needs to get out of bed that you want to wake up. We're going to offer the same annoying service, possibly far more annoying service than Jayla Guy, because we have our executive producer, Sonda, in the studio. Sonda has one talent in life. What is that talent, Sonda?
I've got many talents, and playing the recorder is top of the list.
Okay, well, Sean from Box Hill. Hi, Sean.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, Sean. Sean, who would you like Sonda to wake up with her recorder?
I'd like Sonda to wake up my girlfriend, Laura.
Well, we could get Sonda to do that.
Well, that sounds like a bit of fun.
It does. Okay,
come on, Brian.
Is Laura with you there at the moment?
No, she's tucked away in bed at the moment.
Okay,
well, doesn't work.
I know, but okay, let's do this. We'll play a hypothetical. This is what it would sound like.
No, hang on. Wait, we've got a second line here, and it's Laura's sister is on the second line, and maybe Laura's sister is with Laura. Let's just see. This could all be a disaster, but I think Laura might be on this second phone line.
Is that Rachel, Laura's sister?
Yes.
Oh, Rachel, are you with your sister, Laura?
No, I'm not with her either.
Cool. Great. Okay. Well, that was. Thank you. I'm glad we could connect you in.
But Rachel, you would also like to
wake
up.
Well done, Brian.
I think it's amazing that a boyfriend and a sister have both called in because Laura clearly needs to be woken up.
Well, what are they two doing together?
No, no, they're not. They're on separate mobiles in separate places.
Where is Laura? Why have you both... Where is Laura right now?
Laura's in bed.
Okay, yep, okay. Is anyone near her? Can we get her number? Their number?
No.
Okay,
no,
cool.
No, well, we'll do that, guys.
Did you guys just ring because you want to be on the radio?
This is, guys, let's just do a little role play here. Sonder, pretend that we've got Laura on the line.
But what for?
Okay, ready? How would you wake up Laura if we had her here?
Oh, no, you wrecked it in the end.
Sean,
did I?
That is absolutely beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Sean. Rachel, pass that on to Laura. She would have loved that.
There we go.
You're welcome, guys.
Good stuff. Yeah,
thanks for calling in.
Hey, so, Sonder,
yes.
This is what happens when you walk away from the phone.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave and Fev for breakfast. And, of course, we love the stories of the Fevolution. A great segment for us. Fantastic. A lot of people love it.
Is it?
And they love this as well. Here they are, the stories of the Thornton family. Oh, there are heaps of stories.
Stories of the Thornton family. Oh, yeah. I love how you've done your own jingle.
Thanks very much. I feel it's an original.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
I think it'll take off. Now, guys, let's talk about Freddy. Let's talk about, yes, the newest addition to the Thornton family.
How many months is Freddie now?
She's 4.5 months.
And she's
old.
As blonde as the day she was born.
That's exactly right. Still doesn't have a job, which is disappointing. But regardless, we're pushing through.
She's so cute, little
she's
Freddie.
So
I've met
gorgeous.
Little Freddie a couple of times.
I know, so have
just
I.
Just giggles at me. Or whatever.
Good kid.
Well, baby whisperer.
But Nix has started this thing where she's trying to communicate with Freddie, and I thought this was rubbish when she first told me about it, but then I looked on YouTube, and there's friends who have actually done this, where you can teach kids sign language before they're verbal.
Really?
So they can kind of communicate with you if, oh, I'm done with food, and they can give a gesture of, no, I'm finished, and then wipe their hand away, and you go, okay, you're finished, you're full. And I did think it was full of it.
Yeah.
I thought, this isn't real. But Nix is backing it in, and my mates go, no, you can do this. The only thing is, Nix is trying to teach her all of this, and we'll be in public. And you can kind of tell when a little infant needs to go toy-toy. Like, she tends to double down, and she's like, like we all do. But we're in a private room. No one's privy to witnessing that. So little Freddie's doing that. And Nicky does a thing where if she does need to go, like, twosies, she tries to do a gesture like when you're trying to dap someone, you put the knuckles out, and she'll bob down twice and goes...
That looked like she was milking an udder.
No. It's a knuckle. Yeah. So you got a fist like that.
Yeah.
And then she'll bop that down twice.
Do that
twice.
Like you're milking an udder.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. And then goes, poo-poo. So we're in the middle of a cafe. As my little infant is doubling down, she's going, poo-poo, poo-poo. And I think it's hilarious. But I did say to Nikki, she goes, oh, and then she can communicate to us when she needs to go to the toilet. I'm like, yeah, but this is the first thing we've ever communicated to her. That'll be right in the middle of her brain and she'll never lose that. She'll have this Pavlovian reaction when she's in her mid-teens at school doing rock, paper, scissors. Someone pulls off a rock and bang! She just empties her bowels and doesn't know why.
Stories of the Thornton family. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories of the Thornton family. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. You guys are communicating to little Freddie, but wait till they get to the age of 7, 10 and 17 and they're a lot smarter than what I am.
Yeah.
They communicate to me. They have to teach me. They're smarter than me.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
If you're watching I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, you're probably fascinated by Zipporah. More so because her backstory's come out, which if you watched a brilliant interview by Carrie on The Project last night, where Zipporah was really open about her past. Now, a lot of people may not realise, but if you were around in the late 90s, early 2000s, you'd know that she was used to be known as Kate Fisher, and she was a high-end model, gracing the covers of Vogue, attending all the big fashionable events around the world, you know, mates with Elle Macpherson.
In a movie,
Sirens with Hugh Grant. She was engaged to James Packer, billionaire James Packer, for 3 or 4 years. And then she obviously has been out of the limelight all this time, and she's come back in to the limelight. And she even talked about this, we know this, thrust into the limelight against her wishes about the end of last year because she was papped outside her house in a sheet. And she's owning the fact that she's gone through a really horrible time. And she discussed this during the project last night. And it's unbelievable to think that she was a millionaire herself, engaged to a billionaire. Fast forward 20 years, she's ended up in a women's refuge. She lived there for 2 years. She even talked about how even today, and she works in aged care, does the night shift in an aged care facility.
She went back to uni.
Well, she did to study that at TAFE. Yeah. But she's only got 3 outfits.
Because I've only got like 3 outfits. I've got my work uniform. I've got my pair of jeans for when I walk down to the shops. And I've got a black dress for when I visit my aunt.
I mean, that's it's so sad, and you just feel for this poor woman, what she's lived through to the point where, because that's going from one extreme to another.
She's fallen pretty high, and it was pretty compelling. It was a great interview by Carrie on the project, and I did watch it, and I was like, oh my God, living the high life, and then all of a sudden she said she sat on her bed in that the women's refuge.
It was a women's refuge.
Yeah, and she said she sat on her bed and just cried, and she's like, wow.
I know.
And she's just and they just had like a little bed with a little air conditioner, and that was her life. And what did she say? She was really happy when she was living on the Gold Coast or somewhere like that. She had a 2-bedroom apartment and a little car, and she was happy. And then she obviously fell a little bit further and then got papped, and then now she's in the jungle, which is great.
Well, it is.
Because people get to see, and I think Steve Price is a perfect example, because Steve Price can be a bit of a prick, which he can. And he said, he goes, I don't want her in the show. Like, I don't want to talk to her. And then she started talking to her, and she's like, she is an amazing woman. Because he judged her before he actually knew her. And he was talking about the magazine saying, you know, oh, she's in the magazines, and you know, she got papped. And then she started talking about political views and realized how smart she was. Deep down, she's a really nice girl. And they got along. So I just hate how people judge someone before they actually meet them. And I think that was a good thing for me. When I was in the jungle, people thought I was a dickhead and a prick and stuffed my life up and all that sort of stuff.
Definitely got interesting language.
Yeah,
you could say prick, can't
you? Not the point of contention. But
what did I say wrong then? No, it just your language. No, Fev, you are right. You're absolutely right. And back to her for a second. This is, for her particularly, what an incredible, to go from the high she was on living that life to where she is now, and to be so honest and candid about it. Because she, even when she was in the jungle last night, she did talk about the fact that she'd suffered an eating disorder since she was 8.
Not really.
I won't eat for 2 or 3 days, and then I'll eat a whole Domino's pizza.
Right.
I've had an eating disorder since I was 8 years old.
I don't have a healthy relationship with food since I was 8 years old, and I'm 43, so what's that, 35 years? And I've never eaten healthily, really, within those 35 years. Sort of been a lifelong condition. It's a very difficult thing to kick.
I mean, it's so sad. It's such a sad life, and the transcendency of from where she's been, and then to discover that she's not even in touch with her family anymore. Her mum and her are estranged. So, look, good on her for being there and opening up. She's definitely an interesting character, and I'm tipping she'll be in the top three. I think Australia will really respond well
totally
to somebody being this honest and candid she about where they've been.
Could she not win? I mean, she could win.
Yeah, well, I had tipped Jay Lagai, but now that the ukulele won't get put away, I'm off Jay.
Really?
Put the ukulele down.
I don't care. Whoever wins is abdicating this guy, and I'm not going to be happy.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
What a massive morning in the world of celebrity news, Fif.
It is, and big congratulations to Jay-Z and Beyonce. They are expecting twins. Fantastic news for the couple and their beautiful little daughter, Blue Ivy. So Beyonce uploaded a photo to Instagram. In 3 hours, it's had 4.2 million likes, 250,000 comments. And the only thing, I just find it such an interesting photo. It's a beautiful photo of Beyonce. She's stroking her now growing tummy, and she looks divine, as she always does. She's got it's just a weird set. It's like a set of a bad TV sitcom. Like, you can see it's a fake blue sky and she's got a weird green veil on. I'm fascinated by that photo. Am I alone in that?
No, it is an unusual one, isn't it?
Send a comment.
No, because I'm really happy for it. It's just the bizarrest photo. I'd sort of thought it was a stunt because I thought, that looks like the set of like a horror movie.
Right.
Anyway, it's great news. Really well done. And no doubt we'll have some music by them soon, hopefully. Because I find
the twins
and baby names? I find like when she was, the last time she was pregnant, she and her husband. Produced a great album.
Oh, you know, good point.
I just feel like they'll be in a creative zone at the moment.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, twins. What will the twins be? Morocco and Munro? I know, that's Mariah's kids.
Okay. It's been incredible to get the feedback on the phones. I mean, this is going crazy on social media, and we're even getting calls here on 13 10 60 from people with different views on it, which is interesting.
Dear.
Good morning, Fiona. Thank you for that sigh of recognition.
Hi, darling. It's my 3-year-old daughter, Trixie, who's... You're ringing quite regularly at the moment. You've had a big break over summer, haven't you? And now you've got a lot of energy.
Well, that's exactly right, because alarms have been going off in the Cusadel box this morning because, as you and I know, we've got Google alerts on any other kids that may come up and put another rooster in the hen house, shall we say. And I've got to tell you, Fiona, these computers have been going crazy. Some competition has turned up, very cute, Jay-Z and Beyonce. I think they're going to encroach on my territory, so don't need one but two kids to turn up.
But it's Blue Ivy. They already had one. That she'll just share the limelight with her now little brother and sister.
Shit, a limelight, please. Oh, my God. Have they even announced it on Instagram? Did it get any likes?
Yeah, it got 4.2 million likes.
I am loathable. Okay.
There's Trixie Box, everybody.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey guys, I've got new terminology for you. I've only just come across this and apparently it is making its way into the ether. It's going to be the new amazeballs. What are some other ones?
Amazeballs.
You are on your own.
Yeah, okay.
Planking.
No, planking, yeah. Okay, there's a term called breadcrumbing. It's also known as Hansel and Gretelin. Now this is...
Schnitzeling?
No.
Ghosting?
This is... Yes. But ghost, it depends how you terminology for ghosting.
Well, yeah, there's several definitions.
Several definitions of ghosting. But anyway, this is when a guy or a girl gives someone just enough attention to keep their hope of a relationship alive. Oh. So this is when girls, I think, I can say I've been here. I think most of us have been here. I don't know whether this happens to guys. Please, 13, 10, 60, share if it has. So this is when you like a guy. And I can even think of this years. I reckon, Byron, about 6-7 years ago, I liked a guy. And I remember every day I'd say to you, oh, I haven't heard from him. And you'd go, yeah, Fee, I don't think he's interested. And then, like a week later, I just get a text.
Just being honest.
He is his very honest friend. And then I get a text and he'd go, oh, hey, Fee, what's happening? And I'd go, he's interested.
And that's the crumbs.
And it's the crumb. And then I wouldn't hear from him again. And I go, but I'm so confused. And apparently it is a thing that guys do, and maybe girls do it too, where they just keep you there in case they want you. Like, they won't actually let you go.
So it's like you're fishing without any bait. Just chuck the
you
lure
chuck it
out.
In, keep her happy because she gets
get
a bit
nibble,
of...
Get a nibble and go,
hey, in your circumstance, could you give it another moniker, which is the fact that you are not getting a lot of text messages from someone else, which is also called poetic justice. Because to get a text message out of you, you need hell to freeze over. Maybe it's just life giving back what you put out.
I sent you an emoji last night.
Actually, she did, but she can't nail it. None of the emojis ever make sense now from Boxy. She'll send you the dancing girl when it's like, oh, I had a great day today. You're like, what is the dancing girl going to do with it?
Pete, the calls are already coming through on breadcrumbing.
Breadcrumbing. So it's a weird name.
Yeah, 13, 10, 60. People seem to know what it's all about because the phone's already ringing.
If you've been breadcrumbed, or maybe... you're prepared to say, come on, guys, I know you're out there, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you like to breadcrumb.
Well, it's a Hansel and Gretel reference, isn't it?
Yeah,
you put it all down, follow the breadcrumbs, but they only give you just enough to keep going.
And it's when you sort of, you don't know
if you get to the trap
you're...
and there's cheese in there, bang, no.
But you don't.
Let's just take a quick break and come back to your calls.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We're talking breadcrumbing. Now, this is a term, new terminology in the dating world to describe something I've known about for a long time, because I reckon I've been breadcrumbed a fair bit, but it never had a term applied to it. And that is when you like a girl and you go, I kind of like her. I'll send her a text to keep her there, but I don't necessarily want to date her. So, and girls, you'll know what it's like because you're like, oh, this guy's not into me. And you wait a week and you haven't heard from him. And then you get a text and you go, oh, yes, that's hope. There is hope. He still likes me. I'm telling you, that's what happens to us.
Haven't breadcrumbed before.
I'm not a breadcrumber.
Please.
No, wait. No, you either like someone or you don't, and you don't lead them on.
No, that is, mate, I know there's some messages in some DM boxes around this country.
No, Rin from Moorabbin. Hi, Rin.
Hi. I didn't realise that I was being breadcrumbed until you, like, explained it.
Yeah, I know, Rin.
Crazy.
It's funny because I'm the same. I didn't know it was a thing, and, like, that makes perfect sense. Have you been breadcrumbed recently?
Yeah, well, I only just realised just then, but, yeah, it's been till now, and it's been a year. We met on Tinder, and, like, we've gone on lots of dates, and when we're together, we seem like a couple, but then I just don't hear from him for a week, and then I'm like to my friends, what should I do? Should I give up? Should I keep going? And then it's like, I wait. I'm like, no, I'm giving up, and then he messages me.
Where's the crumbs?
God. See, that's what you are being, and that's a year of bread crumbing, Rin.
Yeah.
That man is wasting your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you need to cut him loose.
Whoa,
he's a bread crummer.
No, see.
That's really extreme.
You mean shallow, frivolous relationships are starting out on Tinder? I don't know what to believe anymore, Fev.
The thing I got out of that was Byron going, oh, that's the crummy. There's the crumbs.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Here's a funny story from the Northern Territory.
Ooh.
You don't hear that enough, do you?
Northern Territory is very good for good stories.
Do you know what? I used to work on a radio show. Byron, you worked on it at the time. We almost ended up having a Northern Territory segment because you can honestly, if you the Northern Territory Times, their newspaper could almost just be, it's a minefield for comedians, Dave.
And that's so true. Their Twitter account is all in caps. It looks like a five-year-old shouting out to the Twitter sphere.
Well, you'll love this. A woman has called the police in the Northern Territory. There she is. She's not happy. She's called the cops. They've said, excuse me, what's the problem? And she is furious. She's ropeable and she thinks they need to act immediately because her drug dealer has hiked the price of her marijuana.
That's an outrage.
Where is the ombudsman?
It's her wording was, this is outrageous.
Fair enough.
They've outrageously hiked the price of my drugs. I mean, that's incredible. Like, and it does fall into the category of dumb criminals. Like, you know, crims that are dumb that do that? Yeah. Why are you laughing?
It's just really funny.
But because often they dedicate television shows to this, dumb
yes,
crims.
They
you,
do.
You hear stories about guys that do this sort of stuff. Like, you know, they rob a house and then they leave their wallet on the table with their driver's license and their address. Like, well, come on.
Yeah. There's a good one on one of those shows where he robbed like a 7-Eleven and he's got his balaclava and he's gone in and he's robbed the guy, he's taken the money, and as he's ran out, he ran straight into the door, hadn't opened yet, knocked himself out. Yeah, criminal's gone wrong.
Yeah, it's so good.
Criminal's gone wrong is a great phone area. 131060, dumb criminals. Have you, and maybe, because this can often happen in a shop, like if you've worked in a store or things you've witnessed. When I worked in the jewellery and watch department at Myer, fortunately there were no dumb criminals around because there was just a dumb retail assistant. I left all the keys to the jewellery department on top of the cabinet.
Did you?
So had there been some quite smart criminals, they may have been able to steal all the jewellery from Myer because of me.
Okay.
But that's a separate topic.
That's off topic.
Dumb
that was,
retail
well,
assistant.
That was Fev style, what you just did.
I'll get back on track.
Thank you, Fev.
I was actually reading and speaking about we were talking about the jungle earlier. They've got a really bad problem over there with killing of rhinos because of the rhino horn.
Yeah.
They're worth like $460,000 per horn. And these two guys from China had cut off, obviously, the horn and they their apartment got raided and the police had stole the horns back. And they went to the police station and said they were theirs. They got arrested.
That's exactly what
they said. Someone stole my illegal horns, guys.
Yes. That's criminals gone wrong.
131060, we'll see how we go on the phones next.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
A woman in the Northern Territory was very upset, so she called the police and she reported that she was outraged and offended that her drug dealer had hiked his prices on the marijuana that he was selling. So they've obviously, and can you imagine, this would happen. In fact, we should have asked for police to call through too, because you would have dumb criminals dob themselves in accidentally all the time. Like, you can imagine a guy that was, you know, trying to get away from the scene of a crime and his car was stolen, he would probably go to the police and go, my car got stolen.
Or people would go on Pirate Bay and just tell everyone on the radio.
I didn't know. It was
Pirate Bay's amazing.
It was an
it's not amazing. We'd never use it.
It was an accident.
I don't know what it is.
What other illegal downloads are you taking?
Jason from Kilmore. Hi, Jace.
Hey, Faith. How are you?
Really well, Jace. We're talking dumb criminals. Have you come across one?
Yeah, I had a bloke that was a bit shocking. He tried to break into my car in the middle of the night, and sometimes my car accidentally locks itself when you're in it.
Yeah.
So in the morning, I got up for work, got ready, and when I walked out, there was a person asleep in the back of my car.
So he's just given up. He was like, he could have smashed the window in. He could have, no, I'll just lie here and have a nap.
Yeah.
I think he knew he was beat.
Hey, mate, where are you heading off to? You going through Greensboro? If you could just drop me off.
Thank you, Jason, for your call.
That's scary.
Just smash the window and get out.
Hi, Leah from Phillip Island.
Hi, how are you?
Really well, Leah. Leah, tell us, when did you come across or hear about a dumb criminal?
So a guy wants to break into the club. He wears really thick glasses, takes them off, puts his balaclava on, runs up the foyer into the till, that's all good, takes the money, comes out, runs back down to the foyer where the entry is, takes his glasses, takes his balaclava off and puts his glasses on just where the cameras are.
Brilliant.
That's great.
Open and shut case.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
Amazing.
Good on you, mate.
Kelly from Cooey Rup. Hi, Kel.
Hi, guys.
Kel, dumb criminal, have you come across one?
Yeah, I used to work in a phone store and we had two guys coming in the middle of the day, set the alarms off, cut the phones off and run off with some dummy phones.
Oh, wow. He's taking the fake ones. Oh, that's
They took all fake phones.
Oh, that's incredible. That's really
didn't get the real phones. Got a lot of candy, though. So.
Thank you, Kelly, for your calls.
Swings around a bit.
Even though they loved putting together that catch-up, Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron wish they could be on holidays all the time. You could be on holiday every day. Pool, tennis courts, a bar and more, all in your backyard. MandalayLiving.com.au